I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Tomorrow could be a key day for democracy in Iraq. Voters will head to the polls throughout the country for provincial elections. It's the first vote in Iraq since 2005. There's much at stake for the country's various political factions. The BBC's Andrew North sent us this report from the southern holy city of Najaf.
I'm looking up at the incredible main gate, a mass of blue, yellow, white, pink mosaic tiles, pilgrims coming and going. Just over there, a long queue of women in head-to-toe black robes.
Religion is the business of this city, and it's Shiite religious parties who've traditionally held sway here. But as this weekend's election approaches, they and the other major parties, which have dominated Iraqi politics since the US invasion, have realized they've lost a lot of support.
People have no trust in the propaganda of the political parties, both Islamic and non-Islamic parties.
A surprising admission, perhaps, as it comes from Salah al-Obeidi, who is chief spokesman for the cleric Muqtada Sadr.
We have been very afraid about the democratic situation inside Iraq. If the Iraqis does not support the elections, does not give their votes to good people, gradually we will go back to dictatorship.
In effect, Muqtada Sadr and his movement are trying to rebrand themselves. His candidates are not even campaigning under his name, but as independents, although many Iraqis remain sceptical about whether they're really changing. This was Najaf 4 years ago, when militia fighters from Muqtada Sadr's Mehdi army were battling American forces for control. It's now Iraqi security forces who are in charge here, and it's become one of the best secured cities in the country. And the many businesses which depend on the pilgrim traffic are doing a good trade again.
There's a shop here selling cloth for women's black robes, all covering robes. There's a jewellery shop with different coloured rings. And then over there, prayer mats, prayer beads. And looking down on this are pictures of the man that Shias mourn every year, Imam Hussein.
But a new struggle is emerging in the city. The leading Shiite party in Najaf, the Supreme Islamic Iraqi Council, wants to make it the capital of a new self-ruled region in the south. This would encompass all the majority Shiite provinces, as well as the key southern oil fields. We at the Supreme Council believe that it is through elections and federalism that we can achieve salvation for the Iraqi people, says one of its leading candidates, Sheikh Khalid al-Namani. That way we will not be victimized by a centralized government. But the Supreme Council's plans risk causing a major split with its other Shiite allies. The consequences for Iraq of the new southern region could be even worse, says Louay Yassari, the candidate for Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's party in Najaf.
We think this is the first step towards dividing Iraq. It's premature to form new regions. We have to let the Iraqi people decide what is better for them.
We're walking away now from the shrine, but surrounded by pilgrims all the time, many of them Iranians coming from across the border, so that in the shops you hear many of the shopkeepers speaking Farsi.
Because of the Supreme Council's close ties to Iran, some critics accuse it of pursuing Tehran's bidding in pushing for this super region of the south. In reality, it's still a long way off happening, even if the party does well in Najaf. But it's a sign that the shape of the new Iraq is still far from settled.
The BBC's Andrew North there reporting from Najaf, Iraq.